So, pain hurts, yes. But you can choose how you deal with it and whether or not it is something that affects you in a way that stops you from doing that which is necessary. Instead of internalizing it, you externalize it. Instead of it being something you feel, you can shift it to be something that you instead observe. Instead of it being something within, you can switch it to something that is without. And in that way, it doesn't affect your actions. Sometimes it's necessary to experience pain for whatever reason. For example, right now I have a problem with an old molar, a filling that I got when I was a child. After about 30 years, started to degrade. I believe it was before modern filling, so it was silver. Started causing me problems, so I went to, when I was in China, a Chinese dentist. And they were dealing with the problem. I was having a root canal done, and I had been to this dentist before, and they'd done a good job. But unfortunately, halfway through, she just vanished. I don't know where this woman went. Took the money I'd paid for the service with her, big deal. I was rolling in the dough at the time, who cares? I didn't care so much, and she had put in a filling until she could continue her work. When they're doing a root canal, they, you know, dig out all the pulp, and essentially she had put a temporary filling in place, but it didn't really bother me at that point. I was like, eh, okay, so it's kind of like a filling now, and for years it didn't bother me, but right now it's been bothering me, and it's a bit of a problem that I now have to deal with. But I'm not in a position where I can afford to go to the dentist. I am doing much better financially. The efforts that I've been taking to improve my health, the efforts I've been taking, the various health protocols such as stimulating the generation and flow of stem cells through my body have helped me in a huge way. I've been pursuing numerous health protocols that have helped so much so that I have improved more in the last 2.5 months than I did in the prior 9 months health-wise. So I'm feeling much better. I'm doing much better. Not fully recovered yet, but I'm doing much better. But not well enough that I can afford to splurge on any kind of fancy dental care. So I'm going to deal with the problem myself. The solution, unfortunately, is one that will require the enduring of pain. But that is life. Life is pain. If you've had a life that you haven't experienced pain, then you haven't lived. So this is a blowtorch, but it's not a standard blowtorch. It's a mix. It's not propane. It's a specialized mix that burns so hot that it allows you to essentially do brazing work without having an oxyacetylene setup. I will be using it to heat various implements of metal to apply to the nerves and the pulp inside my tooth to burn it away and kill the nerves, and also to superheat the tooth to a point where the surrounding tissue that is holding it in place degrades and will allow me to pull it out. And it's not loose enough yet so that I can just tie a string around it, put the other end on a doorknob, and then kick the door. That will not get it out. That won't work, but this will. How do I know? Because I've already done some of this work and it has loosened considerably. So, yeah. Sound painful? It is. Anybody out there who has seen a white hot poker, that's what we're going to be doing today. So strap in, baby. Strap in.
All right.
So, yes, this is what it means to be a Stoic. Let's get to it. Thank you. shot up very well. Never thought I'd be showing people stuff like this. That's better. Alright, that's not so good after all. Is it going to stay in place now? I don't know. Give me a sec here. Ooh, mama. Okay, that should do it. And you can still see me. All right. I want some more. Hot. Let's take a listen. You heard the sizzling. Ah, more sizzle. Yes. There's more to do. But I don't want to do too much more damage now to the tissue. I think I reached the point where I've done just enough damage, but too much more will be risking an excess of infection, possibly before I'm able to extract it. So I can't do too much damage in one go. I have to be very careful. If I do too much more damage now, the amount of tissue that necrotizes could create an infection that I can't deal with before the tooth itself is removed. I have to do it in stages. So there you go. That is called stoicism, and that is how one who has mastered the mind can shift the pain, divert it in a way that it becomes a faint echo, to where it becomes something you observe, and that is not something that you internalize and feel so much so that you can't control your own impulses. And most normal people's impulse would be to remove the white hot poker, which in this case I stuck into my own mouth to purposely do damage to myself, because it's necessary to prevent further damage and pain in the future. It's something that actual men may find necessary to do or have in the past, and I challenge you to find anybody else on YouTube who calls themselves a quote-unquote traditional conservative man who has had to do such and will do such, let alone do such on film. Anyhow, I am the realist, and I wish you all a good day. Hope you've learned a lesson here. Sometimes you have to go through pain. Real pain.